extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule with us from Block Club Chicago. And as immigration enforcement has escalated, so have the fears of restaurant workers and owners across the city. Stephanie?
Yes, that's right. Good morning, Bob. You know, since the immigration crackdown, Operation Midway Blitz, began in Chicago 1 month ago, we've told you a lot about the immigration enforcement that's been happening across Chicago neighborhoods. But we really haven't known much about how Chicago's restaurants are faring, really, until now. Reporter Lisa Seamus talked to restaurants across the city about how they are struggling with staff shortages as these ICE fears mount. And after hearing how scared his workers were to come to work, Bagel Miller owner Dave Miller in Lincoln Square actually decided to close up shop, and he paid his workers to stay home, even as the neighborhood's popular Apple Festival was in full force that weekend, last weekend. Dave told us that he hires people that are legally allowed to work, and they're following the rules, but they are still, you know, scared about coming to work and being targeted because of their race.
The struggles continue at Chicago's restaurants. In Andersonville, there's a new bar, and people seem to be excited about this, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. A new martini bar in Andersonville is offering dozens of twists on the classic cocktail. Will's Martini Lounge has been opened by an Andersonville couple who has a background in hospitality, and they wanted to bring an upscale touch of New York bar to the area, they said. The bar is serving up classics like a martini with gin and dry vermouth, an espresso martini made with vanilla vodka and coffee liqueur, and more unique twists like Charlie's Cosmo with grapefruit and rose vodka, triple sec cranberry juice, and lime juice. There's also a fall cocktail called The Veteran, made with whiskey, honey, sour mix, and more. And, Bob, it feels wrong to be talking about martinis this early, but here we are.
Yeah, a new martini bar in Andersonville. And finally, Stephanie, tell us about the South Side person who is now a MacArthur Foundation Fellow.
Yes, Tanika Lewis Johnson, an Inglewood artist and photographer who has used her art to expose and disrupt systemic inequities across the city, is one of 22 people across the nation selected for the very prestigious MacArthur Genius Award, colloquially known as that. But you might know Tanika from such projects like the Folded Map Project that she launched in 2018 to connect residents to corresponding addresses on opposite sides of the city to examine how segregation impacts people socially, or her Inequity for Sale project, which was an interactive live art installation that used bright yellow landmarkers to document dozens of homes that were sold to Black homeowners through land sale contracts, a predatory practice that required Black families to pay a huge monthly payment without ever receiving ownership of the property. So Tanika's been at this a long time and finally is getting her due thanks to this MacArthur grant.
Congratulations, Inglewood native Tanika Lewis Johnson, one of 22 people in the U.S. selected to receive the Genius Grant. Stephanie Lule, BlockClubChicago.org for more. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks so much, Bob.